From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Wildfires were chasing more people from their homes in Lake and Mendocino counties Sunday. Farther north, firefighters did make progress in a battle against a deadly blaze there. Crews stretched to their limits across the state fighting flames that have claimed the lives of two firefighters and six civilians. Residents of the waterfront town Lakeport fled Sunday after a major flare-up of two fires that combined across Mendocino and Lake counties that destroyed at least four homes. Lakeport's home to about 5,000 people. The Mendocino complex fire has burned 30,000 acres and is estimated to be about 10% contained. To the northeast, a massive fire near Redding slowed for the first time since days of growth. Meanwhile, officials say a second firefighter died fighting a huge blaze to the south near Yosemite National Park. Governor Brown issuing an emergency proclamation for Lake Mendocino and Napa counties due to the effects of the River Ranch and Steel fires, which have destroyed homes, threatened critical infrastructure, and caused the evacuation of residents. Brown saying he has secured a presidential declaration providing direct federal assistance to further support the communities impacted by the Carr fire, following an emergency proclamation issued for Shasta County last week. Governor also ordered state flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of two firefighters who died while working on the Carr fire and issued emergency proclamations for Riverside and Mariposa counties due to fire. The Coast Guard and a Good Samaritan crew working together to rescue two people whose 17-foot sailboat capsized near Indian Island off the coast of Eureka Friday. Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay watchstanders received a number of calls via phone and VHF Channel 16 reporting a capsized sailboat, the Catalina, and two people in the water. While a Coast Guard cutter and a Humboldt County Sheriff Office Marine unit launched a response, a Good Samaritan crew arrived on the scene first, pulling the people out of the water while California game wardens righted the capsized vessel. There were no injuries reported. Sewer infrastructure work continues in the vicinity of the Red Line Hotel in Eureka. They worked on the main line on 5th Street overnight. Now it's a week of replacement of sewer laterals and installation of sewer cleanouts in the vicinity. The phase of the construction is expected to last for a month. The work requires traffic control, detours around the area, some road closures. It'll happen between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. weekdays, weather permitting. The Eel River Empire Masonic Lodge No. 147 conducting a cornerstone ceremony at Fortuna's new Community Health Center. During that event, a time capsule will be placed in the ground to memorialize the occasion of the building's completion for future generations. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.